Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a show where we aim to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And I believe real estate investing is the number one way to preserve your family's wealth against this inflationary period that we're heading into. It's also way better than U.S. dollars and cash. You know, you're losing money every month if your money is in U.S. capital and cash. And it's an amazing tax shelter and an amazing cash flow vehicle for you to build wealth. And can you name any other asset that you can put 20% down and somebody else is going to foot the bill for 80%? Try doing that with stocks or gold. It's not going to happen. So real estate is the number one way to build wealth. And on this show, we have questions. And you get to answer You get to ask questions and I get to answer those questions by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. You can leave us a 30-second voicemail question, anything finance related, real estate, taxes, gold, silver. I don't care what it is. We will tackle it here on the show. Our first question today comes to us from Leroy. Leroy, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. Thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to understand the concept of leveraging tenants to pay down the mortgages in my rental properties. If I have 30-year fixed mortgages on my properties, can I pay them down with my cash and the rent for my tenants to maximize my cash flow? Or do I really have to wait 30 years to get to my freedom number? Thanks.
Thank you, Leroy. No, absolutely not. I mean, obviously, what we want to be doing is this is a living, breathing process. So for instance, at our company, at Morris Invest, we're year after year helping a client from year to year, adding on an additional property into their portfolio. So you absolutely want to think of, like, if you're working right now, you're in your 30s, your 40s, and you're working and you enjoy working and you're fine with that, and this is your earning years, I want you to think of owning real estate as the last thing. The cash flow comes last for you. Really, this is buy, own, and cash flow, the three steps of real estate investing. You're buying them now, okay? And the cash flow, forget it. Pretend like it doesn't even exist, right? It's like when people say when you get a raise at work, pretend like you don't even have that raise and put that into investments, right? Pretend like you didn't even get a raise, because we always try to live beyond our means when we start getting extra money. So forget about that cash flow, Leroy, and use that to pay down this mortgage. Now, you're creating what's known as an internal rate of return that's fantastic. So watch my video on our YouTube channel, listen to the podcast on the episode we did on internal rate of return, IRR. We go through some charts and graphs and show you exactly why the internal rate of return is a powerful way of understanding how you're building wealth, using your tenants that are paying your mortgage, building equity on top of your tax advantage of owning real estate, the depreciation, okay, and a hedge against inflation through appreciation of that asset. All of those ways make real estate the number one way to build wealth. So getting to your freedom number will come, but your tenants are paying that cash now towards your mortgage, and that is going to help you accelerate. You can put additional money and funds there, absolutely. Like, if I can't imagine that your tenants are paying what your mortgage costs. Maybe they are. But, you know, if your tenants are paying you $2,500 a month or $2,000 a month and your mortgage is $1,100 a month, personally, I would be setting aside money for expenses and repairs, but I would be funneling as much of that money as I could towards the principal balance of my mortgage. And now you're accelerating the payoff of that mortgage much more quickly. So unless you're out of whack with your rent to mortgage ratio, in which case you might want to rethink your strategy with these properties, they shouldn't be. They should be totally out of whack. I mean, totally different, right? The mortgage should be much less. You should be able to cash flow well beyond your mortgage payment. Otherwise, your ROI is not making sense, and then it's out of whack. You should be able to get to your freedom number much more quickly using this strategy. And remember, of course, if they're paying down your mortgage, you don't have to wait until it's paid off. How much equity then will you have in this property that you can even leverage the equity of this property and buy another rental property? So there are endless strategies to use here. I mean, I'm very passionate about using multiple ways, multiple pieces of leverage. You might even be sitting on a 401k that's sitting there doing nothing, right? It's your money in a 401k plan from your work, or it's sitting there because you moved offices, and now you can tap into that and borrow from that to not only to buy another asset or to use a portion of it and fire it at the principal balance of your mortgage. All of these things I have done and have experience doing. And they're all fantastic. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. So I would begin to kind of put all of these things down on paper and just start to look at the numbers and build a battle plan from there. Map it out, build, you know, a mind node. There's a great app on the iPad or the Mac called Mind Node, N-O-D-E, kind of start with that goal and like, you know, start to build little legs of this, you know, of this map and figuring out how you can get there. And that's one way to start strategizing on this. All right. Our next question comes to us from Whitney.
Hiya, I'm Whitney. I'm curious. I've been watching some of your lives and some of the other video content. Curious how much I kind of getting, well, information. I'm not sure if it's correct. What is your typical down payment for a single family property right now, would you say? Is there a range? Just curious. Thanks.
Thank you, Whitney. Well, we have, you know, when we do our live stream every Tuesday at noon Eastern time, we get this question a lot. So I'll just kind of answer it here on the show. Like for us personally at Morris Invest, our minimum down payment on a property with financing built in, but a minimum down payment that one of our clients would need to come to the table with is going to be about $40,000, $45,000 down. And then the bank would finance the rest. That's going to be about a minimum down payment. And then our price ranges on our properties are anywhere, like the pretty much the cheapest is going to be about $100,000 on up, you know, from there, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. And our new construction duplexes and all, everything we're doing is new construction built from the ground up in the best school districts in West Texas is our primary focus. And so, and we've been able to lock in lumber prices well ahead of time. So all of our construction, we're able to do it in bulk and in the best school districts, in the best subdivisions that we've acquired land with our team. So that's going to be about our minimum down payments in that $40,000-$45,000 range. Again, there's multiple ways though to come at this strategy. It's not all you maybe necessarily having to come out of pocket. It could be you partnering with a friend, family, and you guys come together and form an LLC together. So maybe you're each putting down 50% or you partner with four people and you each come down with 25%. There's ways to do this. And then of course you're buying it with non-recourse financing. So it's not even tied to you personally because you're buying it in an LLC. It would be tied to the asset itself. Maybe one of you has money sitting in a self-directed IRA or an IRA that's just sitting there not doing anything. You can use that towards the down payment in a self-directed IRA and buying this property then tax-free inside of a self-directed IRA so that when you're retirement age at 59 and a half, all of that interest, I mean, all of that cash flow from that tenant and that property has accrued tax-free. So you're able to take out all of that cash flow and profit and appreciation at that valuable age and be able to have it all be tax-free. So there's multiple ways to do this. If you're interested in more, go to our website at morrisinvest.com. We've got great tools and tips and strategies over there to help you. So thank you for that question. Today's episode is brought to you by Rent Ready. Are you new to real estate investing? You're wondering whether or not you can self-manage your properties? Well, we want to tell you about Rent Ready. Rent Ready is a really awesome property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or your phone. You can collect rent online and get paid. You can find the perfect tenant with their screening and listing services and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using RentReady's app as well because they can pay rent using a credit card or ACH or cash or set up auto pay. Then get renter's insurance if you require it. And they can even build up their credit score through RentReady's new credit reporting feature. That is fantastic. Did we also mention that Rent Ready is unlimited? And all of this is a flat price. No tricks, no hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for people who manage their properties so you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business at the same time. You can start managing, scaling your rental properties without scaling your costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the listeners of our Investing in Real Estate podcast. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code INVESTING. That's rentready.com. Now, here's how you spell out Rent Ready, okay? Just so you understand this, rentredi.com, okay? rentredi.com with the code INVESTING at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Thanks, Rent Ready. All right, our next question comes from Gloria. Gloria, take it away.
Good morning. I have two rentals through the traditional lending under my personal credit. However, the question is, can I still set up a LLC, somehow transfer these properties under a business name to remove them from my personal credit. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Well, to your personal credit, so no, unfortunately, they are going to be tied to your personal credit because it's not a business expense. So this is going to be on your balance sheets as a personal mortgage. So what you're doing is, and I would consult an attorney on this. You could go to Corporate Direct through our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com/LLC, the team from Corporate Direct, they're a legal team. They're fantastic. Garrett Sutton, who is a rich dad advisor, he created Corporate Direct. He's written a whole book on this subject called The Loopholes of Real Estate Investing. And he talks about being able to transfer your properties, even if you've got a mortgage, over to an LLC for liability protection. Because you definitely do not want to have properties in your own name after closing. So, you know, you can buy the property using conventional financing and then a short time later transfer it over to an LLC. And using a quit claim deed, and lawyers can help you do that and set that up. So I would definitely talk to a lawyer about that. But your question about getting it off of your personal credit, the mortgage will still be in your name. The mortgage is not going to change. It's just the liability protection of where the asset is held is going to change. So, and you know, the most banks that we've worked with don't care about this. I mean, as long as the mortgage is being paid, they do not want to be owners of real estate. So they're not going to call a loan due. I've never heard of this happening, as Garrett Sutton writes in his book. He's never heard of it happening either. I've personally done it multiple times with properties we've bought using conventional financing and then transferred it to an LLC. So I have personal experience doing that. I've used, a company off the top of my head is Flagstar. I think I used Flagstar Bank. We've done that. They were great. There's plenty of banks that will let you do that. They know it ahead of time. In fact, when we bought the property, they said, yeah, just buy it in your own name and you can transfer it later. They actually told us that up front. So there's a number of different strategies there. But again, unless you're selling the house or you're selling the mortgage, where your business is absorbing the mortgage, that's a different animal. And then that would actually call the note due and it's just a can of worms. So no, that will still be tied to your personal credit. Now, there is another strategy though, Gloria, which is buying properties with non-recourse financing, which is something we do at our company all the time. So maybe you have hit that 10 property limit with conventional financing under the federal government guidelines, or you don't have good credit, or you're an international investor, then you're able to buy a property using non-recourse financing, and they want you to buy it in an LLC. So right out of the gate, you're buying it in an LLC. And then that's how you're able to escape that 10 property minimum that the federal government imposes on investors. So I hope you find that helpful. Thank you to all of your great questions today on the show. You can always leave us a voicemail question with your real estate, tax, or just general investing questions, and I will try to answer them. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave us a 30-second voicemail question, I will get to them. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth and to preserve wealth. We'll see you next time.